Welcome. You're listening to Latin Waves with your hosts, Sylvia and Stuart Richardson. Latin Waves is a syndicated show produced in the studios of CJSF Radio in Burnaby, BC. Latin Waves is more than just hot rhythms. This is a show about community, about creating a culture that is inclusive and based on fairness. Because everyone deserves dignity, respect, and has something to contribute. A new world is possible, and it all starts with us.
Welcome to this week's edition of Latin Waves. In the first part of our show, we'll be talking to the young filmmakers of 362436. And in the second part of our show, we'll be talking to independent journalist and filmmaker Kevin Pena on the aftermath of the earthquake in Haiti and the ongoing geopolitical situation on the ground in Haiti. So stay tuned.
Come on. You're listening to Latin Waves. For information, go to latinwavesmedia.com.
I'm at war with myself for feeling so powerless. When the rich get fed on one time pill, and on the meantime, innocence starved to death.
Questions and answers, and I want the way. I got the blues and it's to stay true to myself.
That was the incredible Nomadic Massive and their song title, Higher. We are very privileged to have the filmmakers of 362436 on our show this morning. The filmmakers are Andrea Sanders Crouch, Akira Clam Smith, and Justine Shaw. Welcome to our show, ladies.
Hi.
Hi, good morning. I'll start with you, Andrea. Tell us a little bit about the development of this film. How did you get involved?
Well, it all started when me and Justine were in grade 5 and Akira was in grade 6. And we had a girls group in Nechako School, and of course we were all in the same group, and Suki Atwal approached the group and said, "Guys, what are we going to do? Like, do we have a project to do? What are we going to work for this entire year?" And basically we were throwing out ideas, and we were thinking, how cool would it be to create a film about just everyday life of a girl? But it kind of turned into a lot more than that. Originally, we were thinking, I think, about like a 5 minute, a 5 minute movie. But it turned into so much more. Like, we were thinking maybe a month to make it, but into 3 years it turned out to be. But really, it's been so great. And we got to stay with, like, keep in touch with friends, of course, but it started off with about 12 girls altogether, and it kind of dwindled down to the 3 core people who really kept the film going and together. And it was really great just to be able to experience that and have that.
That's fantastic. Now, you are now 14 and 15. Akira, tell me, what was the process like? What did you learn about yourself in going through this process in producing a film and working on the topic of body image? What have you learned?
Well, we learned a lot. Like, we learned, like, about more about celebrities and, like, comparing ourselves to that and, like, but it wasn't in a bad way. It's just like, well, whoa, they have to deal with this too, but they have, like, other people to, like do their makeup and hair. But, like, we just, like, learned a lot more about us and, like, ourselves and other girls around us.
Now, Justine, you and Andrea were both 14 at the time. And creating a film takes a lot of work, a lot of commitment. How did you find the group coming together and solving issues when conflicts came across, ideas that you didn't quite agree with? How did you guys resolve conflict in the group?
Well, it was actually really great. We all kind of thought of ideas together, and we just kind of flew at her. And it actually went really well because we all were kind of going through the same things. We all, like, came together, and we all looked at ourselves in the mirror, and of course sometimes we didn't look like what we saw, so we kind of just put our ideas together and it all came together pretty well.
Now, I would like to hear from each of you, what was it like being given the power to choose, to put in place an idea of your own rather than someone telling you, this is what we're doing, having someone giving you the freedom to choose and really create something that was your own? You can start with any one of you and then carry on.
Because we got to choose a topic that we truly cared about and thought was an actual issue, it definitely brought a lot more inspiration to the table, and we could truly express how we felt. Whereas if you're just given a project in class and say, do this, you usually just Google it, copy and paste. But obviously you can't do that with this, and we truly cared about it, so it brought a lot more color and depth to it, I felt, and is really a great way to express yourself. I mean, it felt so good just to be able to say what you think without anyone being able to judge you for it, because we all felt the same way, and I'm sure there's other girls out there that, of course, are feeling the same way. It just feels so great just to be able to say what you think, and that there are people out there that will listen to you, and you can understand that you're feeling the same way. And I definitely recommend it to others who have the options to do that. I mean, it was so great just to be able to even have this opportunity.
How do you feel about taking on projects that are this challenging in the future? Perhaps you could answer Akira or Justine.
I think if we were to do other projects in the future, I'm not sure what we would do, because this was kind of like a one-time deal for us. Like, we've never done anything like this before. It was great that we had such good mentors to help us through the way, because we would have been lost without them. I mean, come on. I don't know. Really couldn't tell you at this point.
But it would be something that it wouldn't feel so threatening now. Perhaps it would feel like something, yeah, we could do this. Do you feel a more sense of confidence in your abilities as part of having gone through this process?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, when I first started off, we just got pointed to something and we're like, okay, well, what do we do with this? But now we know the basics and how to maneuver everything. So, yeah, I do feel a lot more confident in that aspect, of course.
And what did you learn about each other working closely together with other young women, Justine?
Well, I really learned that we all kind of go through the same thing. So it's nice to know that we can kind of be there for each other and help us, like, help each other get through it, because we know what each other is going through. And it's hard.
Now, you are screening your film in Kitimat on February the 1st. Can you tell us about where the film's being screened, and what do you hope will be the response from the people in the community?
Well, it's being screened at Mount Elizabeth Theater on February 1st, 7 o'clock. And we're hoping that, like, we can get as many people as we can, so, like, they can, like, see what girls are dealing with and, like, and they could realize it too and, like feel sympathy for us.
Now, I'm going to play the YouTube clip that you sent me, and we'll be back in just a moment, okay?
All right.
Okay.
When someone looks at me, I'm gonna think what they're thinking about my weight.
I wish I could grow taller, and I wish I was beautiful.
We have evidence that children as young as 5 years old are being treated for disordered eating behavior.
I think our youngest assessment was 10 years old.
Sorry for the way that I came home.
If you are thin and beautiful, you can rule the world, basically. You can be whatever you want to be.
This is, like, why America hates fat women.
I would say it's abnormal to not diet.
I started worrying about people thinking I'm fat when I was 9, 10 years old.
The time away came back to haunt me.
Children between the ages of, I believe, 5 and 8 would say that they would rather have cancer than be fat.
You say anorexia and people, like, automatically you're stigmatized.
People really wanting unrealistic goals that are really unhealthy and will actually end them up in the hospital or perhaps dead.
Long distance phone calls on your birthday.
The skinnier I got, the lower the number on the scale, the skinnier I had to be.
The woman doesn't matter in terms of what she thinks, it matters in terms of how she prettifies the world.
We had this idea in her head of what the ideal woman should look like.
You look, you can see your bones.
It's now all about, do you like my hair and do I look fat? It's not about anything other than the external.
We talk about sort of this ideal of 36 bust, 24 inch waist, 36 inch hip.
I never thought we'd get to a point in our society where, you know, fake boobs would be perceived as normal.
That's what all the, like, the food disorders, the eating disorders are from looking at them and thinking they have to be all skin and bones.
There was no part of me that had decided I want to be trapped in an eating disorder when I was little. I never said I wanted to be anorexic when I grow up.
A helpless, hopeless place to be. Used to be much easier.
Wonderful job, ladies. In closing, tell us what's important. What would you like young women to know out there? What's really important for young women? Where does real beauty come from? Let's start with you, Andrea.
In my opinion, real, true beauty comes from inside. I mean, that's going to sound so cheesy, but it's all about what you can bring to the table intellectually, and confidence is so much key to inner beauty, I think. Because it's the way, like, again, it's going to sound really cheesy, but the way you are is truly reflects who you are, and that's going to make you seem more beautiful. Because if you could be the prettiest girl on the planet, and if you don't have a good attitude or confidence about it, nobody's going to look twice at you, because truly they don't want to be with you if you're not pretty on the inside.
Well, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you this morning, ladies. Thank you so much. If you were to change one thing, what would you like to change in society?
To change about ourselves or the film?
The way women see themselves.
The way women see themselves. In my opinion, I think it would be great if every woman, every day they go to the mirror, brush their teeth, do their hair, there's always that moment where you look at yourself in the mirror and go, how do I look today? I think they should skip that moment and then just go through the day and see how you feel at the end of the day and wonder, how did I feel today? Instead of, how do I look?
That's so beautiful. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to tell people out there? The country's listening, so tell us.
We'd just like to thank you so much for this opportunity. And it was such a great, I can't even explain how amazing it's been to be a part of this. I mean, it's so like educational and inspiring, and I feel better about myself in a whole other way. And I'd just like to thank everyone for listening to our story, and it'd be awesome, come to the screening on February 1st at 7 o'clock at Mess Theater. Just bring everyone you know, and it'll be great. I mean, just thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you very much for inspiring us and for your great work. Carry on with the work, and we'll talk to you soon. Good luck on the screening. We'll see you then. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. That was the incredible Andrea and Akira and Justin, who are out there changing the way young women see their body and changing our attitudes about body image. So a great debt and a very inspiring story. We'll be back in just a moment.
Dame tu querer, dame tu querer en mi vida, dame de beber de tu claridad y tu alegría, que me ayudará a calmar mi sed, amor. Dame el corazón entero, dame tu mirar, porque sin tu amor siento que muero. Y el sol ya nunca volverá a alumbrar. Dame tu cariño, que tu luz es mi única verdad, amor. Dame tu querer, princesa, dame de beber de tu piel salada y tu belleza, de la oscuridad secreta de tu piel. Déjame caer al abismo del deseo, quiero conocer dónde está la luz de tu misterio. Quedar ciego con tu claridad, mujer. Dame tu cariño, que tu luz es mi única
I'm a rambler and a rover, and a wanderer it seems. I've traveled all over, chasing after my dreams. But a dream should come true, and a heart should be filled, and a life should be lived in the piney wood hills. I'll return to the woodlands, I'll return to the snow, I'll return to the hills and the valley below. I'll return like a poor man or a king if God wills, but I'm on my way home to the piney wood hills. I was raised on a song there. I done right, I done wrong there, and it's true I belong there, and it's true it's my home. From ocean to ocean I've rambled and turn to my piney wood home. Maybe someday I'll find someone who will love as I love my piney wood hills. And I done right, I done wrong there, and it's true I belong there, and it's true it's my home. And I'll return to the woodlands, I'll return to the snow, I'll return to the hills and the valley below. I'll return like a poor man or a king if God wills, but I'm on my way home to the piney wood hills.
You are listening to Latin Waves, a weekly syndicated program. For more information about our program, visit www.latinwavesmedia.com.